Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and my guest is Jeff Willingberg, the director of golf for TPC Dorado Beach Golf Course, and it's spectacular here, Jeff. Just the weather, first of all, has been great. We're in Puerto Rico. Just talk about where we are exactly in Puerto Rico.
Okay. So we are in Dorado Beach in Dorado, which is about 20 minutes west of San Juan. It's all freeway. I think you hit two or three lights before you get to the club. So straight from the airport to here, it's no more than 30 minutes unless you catch some crazy traffic, which is very rare. And the town itself is very beautiful. You have all kinds of restaurants that are Puerto Rican cuisine, but you can also have a Chili's. You have a Krispy Kreme. I mean, we even have a Walgreens that's 24 hours. And grocery stores. So, you know, not only are we a tourist destination, but it's become a lifestyle for a lot of statesiders that have moved down to Puerto Rico.
I heard on the way over that Dorado means gold in Spanish. So this is a wealthy suburb and, you know, the homes are gorgeous here.
Yeah. So Dorado Beach has always been a very prestigious club since it was founded in 1958 by Mr. Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller, and the old Dorado Beach Hotel. And through the ages, it has endured and prospered and grown. And currently, in addition to the golf course and the club and the community, we have the Dorado Beach Reserve, Ritz-Carlton. So, yes, it's a very, very affluent community. We have two private schools that are just right outside the property. So the state senators that have relocated here, they have a community that has everything. And early next year, we're going to open a new John Hopkins Hospital, 114 beds. So the town, the community, and the resort, and where everybody lives, you have everything you possibly want, even more because the weather's absolutely fantastic, as you saw today.
Jeff, three championship courses here. Robert Trent Jones Sr. was the original designer, and I think it's great that his son, Robert Trent Jones Jr., came in for the redesign. Talk a little bit about the golf options here.
Okay. So currently we have 36 holes. We have the East Golf Course, which is the iconic golf course that was built by Mr. Robert Trent Jones in 1958. And then the other golf course is the Sugar Cane Course, which is our inland golf course. And Mr. Jones's son, Robert Trent Jones Jr., in 2011 renovated the East. It was a multi-million dollar renovation. We constructed new greens and we revamped the golf course and trying to turn it back to its original form, but we did lengthen it and added some more bunkering, and the result just came out to be a beautiful championship golf course, very demanding but also very resort friendly depending on what tees you play from. There are multiple ocean holes on the golf course. We have four that are on the ocean, and then many of the holes provide ocean views, and of course the trees and the forest that the golf course goes through is just absolutely stunning.
In 2016, Golf Digest ranked this golf course, the East Course, number one in Puerto Rico. I know in 2015, the East Course hosted the PGA Tour Latin American Tour Championships. I know there are a lot of accolades right here on the East Course, Jeff.
And just in addition to that, Dorado has a rich history of hosting PGA tournaments. We hosted several senior events back in the 90s. The World Cup was played here. Freddie Couples and Davis Love played in 1997 and won at shooting 40 under par. So we have a rich tradition of tournaments, more private now with our resort component. So we haven't hosted any tournaments over the last few years, but obviously we'll keep that door open if opportunities arise.
When did the Ritz-Carlton get involved?
So the new ownership that came in 2008, they brought them in. They understanding that Ritz-Carlton being one of the top hotel chains out there, and it's made a difference. It's actually it elevated the property. You know, people identified Ritz-Carlton with excellent service, and definitely added a much higher service brand to what they wanted here in Dorado and what they had before.
I mentioned Golf Digest. I know Golf Magazine lists TPC Dorado in its top 100 golf resorts and a top 5 member in the luxury category, along with Pebble Beach and Sea Island. So there are a lot of pretty good accolades here.
Yes, and you know, when you come down and see the resort and you see it, you can understand how beautiful the golf course is, and the whole property in general, the landscaping that our club manages is fantastic. The beaches are absolutely gorgeous, the best beaches on the northern coast of Puerto Rico. You know, in addition to golf here, the community has a huge water park. We have world-class kite surfing. We have deep sea fishing. So there's all kinds of things to do down here once people relocate or come down and visit.
Talk about the golf course. Challenging. Obviously, you have the wind off the ocean. Today it was quite windy. What was it, about a 20-mile-an-hour wind, would you say?
I would say we probably had gusts up to 25, 30 miles an hour, which is very unusual for us. We normally have a 10 to 15-mile-an-hour wind. It's the Caribbean trade winds that come through, blowing east to west. So today was pretty tough. Normally, you don't see it as like we saw it today.
But if you were to describe this to our listening audience, the course kind of meanders through lush jungle, coconut groves. As you mentioned, some oceanfront holes. That number one hole is spectacular with the Atlantic Ocean along the left side. Really interesting layout, challenging, and there's a lot of elevation as well.
Particularly back nine, there's some significant elevation changes. I mean, we're basically on the coast, so it's normally fairly flat, but there's actual natural elevations. There's four or five holes in the back nine that would go uphill and down. But the golf course, what's amazing about it is it's very straightforward, just not any blind shots. The buck green is extremely challenging. The greens complexes are very challenging. If you hit great shots, you're going to be rewarded. If you miss shots, you're going to be challenged to get up and down for a par. The sand is actually the beach sand, and we cleaned it, used it, USGA approved it. And it's right off from our beaches when we built the hotel. So it's extremely challenging. The sand is very, very firm. You probably saw that today. But fair. You know, if you hit a good shot, it's going to reward you. So that's really, really good. It's that the golf course is not tricked up. It's just very straightforward. It's a classic golf course that you can enjoy with making different shots. And you can be rewarded or you can be penalized or something.
I love the number one handicap hole, which has to be a signature hole, correct?
Yeah. So that's number four. It's our Z hole. It's a par five. The green sets up right up against the ocean, and it's framed with some beautiful towering palm trees. So it just gives you a great visual of being on a deserted island playing golf. So it's the one hole that everybody comments on. It's a great risk and reward hole. You can get home in two and get an eagle or a birdie, or you can make a double bogey really quick. So the second shots all carry over water, and depending on how the wind is playing, but normally it's a crosswind, but sometimes it winds into you. It can be extremely, extremely challenging. So you have to be very, very careful when you hit your second shot. The green is very undulating, uphill, downhill, all kinds. You have to be on the right side of the green to make sure that you have a great shot at making your putt.
The par 3, 17th, was quite challenging, particularly today with all that wind, but loved every minute of it.
Yeah, sometimes playing downwind makes the golf hole easier. That's not necessarily the case. And today, that hole played downwind, but it created a lot of havoc with our golf shots. I mean, we all flew the green and trying to get it back up and down. It's very, very challenging. It's a great hole towards the end. It could be a good birdie hole. The bin position today was very, very difficult. So par today was a really good score. And I think maybe a couple of us had par. Some of us may have had bogeys. But still, it was a very, very big challenge just to get the ball up and down where we had to play today.
All par threes were very challenging.
That's one of the signatures of the golf course. That is always talked about. It's the par threes here are very, very tough, particularly on the front nine. They're very long. The wind comes into play on all four of them, particularly the front nine. The crosswind can knock a shot way offline and knock it in the water. The back nine, particularly number 12 and number 17, the undulations of the green are extremely very, very extreme, and you can three putt very quickly.
So talk about the rich history here, Jeff. You had mentioned at the beginning it was Rockefeller who originally came and saw the land and bought the land?
So the original owner of the property was a lady by the name of Clara Livingston. She owned this, her family owned this whole area. She was actually a great aviator, and one of her friends was Amelia Earnhardt. And in fact, Amelia stayed here shortly before she started her voyage to over the Pacific Ocean. Clara was a aviator here. We had there was an airport on the property for many years. So she sold it to Mr. Rockefeller in the 50s, and then they built the hotel, and then they brought in Robert Trent Jones Sr. to start building the golf courses. Ultimately, he built four courses. We have two today, as we talked earlier. We're going to have another course that's going to be built down the road. We'll be breaking ground very soon, and so we'll end up with three golf courses. The history is very... it's very interesting. Mr. Rockefeller sold, and there was a couple of owners. Hyatt was an owner for a while, and then the previous ownership group, when they purchased it, they built a beach club. They built a water park, which we passed through, a huge gymnasium and fitness center, and they plan to build another beach club, and they're continuing to build real estate, houses, villas on the ocean. I mean, this is a huge expansion to accommodate all the people that are coming down here to live. We are a travel destination, but we are a living destination now. Most of the people that you saw today when we were driving back and forth to the golf course, they're not hotel guests. They're actually residents that live here.
I'm sure with the pandemic, everybody, golf is booming, during this pandemic because of the social distancing aspect. But a lot of people are heading out of the cities and looking for places to live. And that might be one of the reasons why real estate here at Dorado is booming. Would you say, Jeff?
Absolutely. So obviously, this is a very high-scale resort. And we're seeing a lot of people that are moving down for multiple reasons for Puerto Rico. And they're choosing Dorado as a lifestyle because of what the community, what the resort has to offer, what the town has to offer. And we don't see that slowing down anytime soon. We've had, in the last 6 months, we've had over 80 members that have joined the club. And we don't expect to see that to stop. It's still continuing. And we have three projects underway right now on the property. And we expect all those to be sold within the next 2 years.
The homes along the first hole and the 18th hole are absolutely stunning. How old are those homes? And talk a little bit about that real estate.
It's very, very high end. This is, as we call that area, East Beach. And not only are they residences, but they also can put their houses. They're part of the Ritz-Carlton as well. So if they decide to rent, they could put their houses into the Ritz-Carlton hotel. They also get all the services that the Ritz-Carlton provides. So extremely expensive. We're talking multi-million-dollar homes. And, that's the lifestyle that we have here.
They're beautiful. I just couldn't stop looking at the real estate, along with the beauty of the golf course, a lot of variety, as we were talking about, and the ocean views, of course, just spectacular. You were mentioning some of the personalities who have been associated with the club in the past, and Chichi Rodriguez used to be here?
Yes, Chichi was here for many, many years, from back when Mr. Rockefeller was here. So he is an indelible part of this club. I knew him well. We were good friends. He's no longer in Puerto Rico now. He's moved to Florida. But this was his place. This is where he started. And he's a big part of Dorado Beach. His home is still here. I see him now every now and then when I go up to the PGA show. Last time I saw him was a couple of years ago. And he's missed. When hotel guests come down, one of the first questions they ask us is, "Chichi around? I want to meet Chichi." So he'll always be a part of this resort, one way or the other, particularly on the golf side.
And just talk about the improvements that they're going to that the East Course will undergo sooner than later, right?
Yeah, for the improvements of the golf course. So. We lengthened the golf course to be able to host more events. The golf course was lengthened over almost 300 yards, so it plays about 7,300 now. The bunkering was made a little bit more challenging than before, but the big thing was the length. And certainly, if you talk to some of the pros that have come over and played, they will tell you that this should host an event. I know when the Latino Championship was here, they absolutely loved it. One of the PGA Tour professionals that play their home course is Dorado Beach, Rafa Campos. You know, he tells us all the time he would love to have an event here. He thinks that it would stack up very well with the rest of the golf courses that they play on.
And the Sugar Cane course will be worked on, improved.
We will probably address that. We're gonna bring the other golf course in first. We're looking at redoing the greens on the East golf course. Those two things will be done first, and then we'll take care of the other golf course, the Sugar Cane. It's a great golf course to play. The members love to play it. The greens are super fast. It's a great complement to the East golf course. So if you come down for about 3 or 4 days, you know, play the East 3 or 4 times and play the Sugar Cane a couple times. You know, it's a great change. Again, it's an inland golf course, but it's very, very, very pretty, very fun, and very challenging. A lot of water.
And you have a woman who's the agronomist, which was nice to see.
Yes, Carla Cora. She's our director of agronomy. So not only does she work the golf courses, but she handles all the landscaping that you saw on the property. And she does an amazing job. She's got a spectacular team. It's very challenging to run an operation in the Caribbean. We don't have seasons. So grass is growing 24/7. Weeds are growing 24/7. Bugs are going crazy 24/7, 365 a year. So we are always having to have a team in place and making sure that the golf course stays up to the standards that are expected by our hotel guests and by our members. So in the States, we have seasons. So you have about 4 to 6 months where you're not, the team's not doing a whole lot to down a teaching, 4 month teaching contract here at Dorado Beach. And the first night I was here, I absolutely fell in love with the property. I mean, we had dinner at one of the restaurants right on the ocean and just fell in love with Puerto Rico within 24 hours. 2 months later, I was an assistant golf professional. 2 years later, I was a director of golf at one of the properties here on Dorado, the Hyatt Regency Serramar Beach. And then to stay on the island, I was the general manager at Palmas del Mar Country Club, general manager at Bahia Beach Resort and Club on the other side of the island, director of golf at Rio Mar, and then came back to Dorado Beach. So I've been all over the island for the last 24 years. I met my wife in 1999. We were married in 2004 here in Dorado. So it's been an incredible journey down here. Originally, I was from Dallas, but I am really Puerto Rican now, and it's just been an incredible experience.